Message of the Latter Rain. Appendix. Understanding John 3 verse 18. John 3 verse 18 presents a special challenge to those who want to believe this message of the gospel. For them, this text seems to contradict the overall theology of this book, the message of the latter rain. The words seem to say that we are born condemned. This book, however, demonstrates that both the scriptures and the writings of Ellen White clearly teach that Christ has redeemed the world from the curse of the law. He has saved the world. He has emancipated the human race. How then are we to understand, without having to put ourselves at odds with scripture and Ellen White? If the words of scripture say one thing, but the context of those words clearly says something different, which do we accept? This question is important, and it appears to be the case that we face. This verse appears to say one thing, but the words violate the context in which they appear. As Seventh-day Adventist Christians, we hold to a governing principle that suggests that the context should dictate the meaning and not the words. Verse 18 says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." If one does not believe in Jesus, this verse says, he is already under condemnation. Although not a strict interpretation, this appears to be the strong implication. These words may be interpreted by some to mean that we are born under condemnation. If we are born under condemnation, we are therefore not delivered from condemnation until we believe in Christ Jesus. We must be extremely careful any time we choose to base any belief upon an implication of a single verse of Scripture, rather than on the preponderance of biblical evidence. The question is, are these interpretations correct? If one eisegets the words of John 3 verse 18, the Arminian theology seems to be correct. The text says that the non-believer is condemned already. To an Arminian, this means we are born condemned. However, Seventh-day Adventists do not believe in the verbal plenary inspiration of the Bible. We believe that the thoughts of the Bible were inspired by God, yet the words of the Bible were chosen by men. The Bible writers were God's penmen, not his pen. If the Arminian interpretation of John 3 verse 18 is correct that we are born condemned, how do we interpret the clear biblical teaching that all have been redeemed from the curse of the law? For the Arminian, the resolution of this contradiction comes by simply believing one text and ignoring the other. Thus the Arminian position is, nobody is redeemed until he believes. Thus, when forced to choose between the words of Scripture and the context in which those words appear, Seventh-day Adventists choose to accept the context. This is the choice that we must make when interpreting John 3 verse 18. Verse 18 does seem to imply that we are born condemned. However, the very next verse of this scriptural passage clarifies the thought. It reads, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Note the clear teaching of verse 19, men must love darkness, i.e., reject light, in order to be condemned. We are not bound with light. Therefore, because of what Jesus has done, paying the penalty for the sins of the world, we are not born condemned. In order to be condemned, one must reject light. The light comes to us after we are born. If we reject the light of truth, then condemnation follows. Thus, while verse May 18th be interpreted by some to teach bad news, i.e., we are born condemned, the context supports good news. We are born under grace. The default state of humanity is not condemnation but grace. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. As we have demonstrated in the book that you hold in your hands, this conclusion is consistent with the preponderance of Scripture, as well as the writings of Ellen White. After all, how could we be born under condemnation after Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us? In other words, if all have been redeemed from the curse of the law, how can all still be under the curse of the law? When we look at verse 18 in this light, we understand that John introduces the term already to highlight the uniqueness of this condemnation. If one refuses to believe after light comes, he comes under final condemnation. The expression, already condemned, refers to the fact that probation has closed for that individual. Thus we see in verse 18 a reference to the final condemnation reserved for the act of committing the unpardonable sin. This condemnation can only be seen as a second condemnation. We were all redeemed from the first condemnation, i.e., the condemnation that came in Adam, and placed under probationary grace. But those who refuse to believe the gospel will come under ultimate and final condemnation, and that is condemnation which can never be reversed. This condemnation results in eternal damnation. In a similar passage of Scripture, Christ teaches this same lesson. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Notice that Christ does not say that he that believeth not remains in the condemnation into which he/she was born. Rather, he says, He that believeth not shall be damned. John 3 verse 18 must be interpreted in agreement with the preponderance of the New Testament. We are born under grace. We are not born under condemnation.